welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Ron. It was really good to see you again, and I appreciate the invitation to come and speak about the mission.
Well, let's begin here, Al. Let's talk about the ministry Threads of Hope. What is the ministry all about, and how did it get started?
The ministry actually was started in 1998 when, and unbeknownst to me, my wife and I were on our way to Tanzania on a mission trip, and a man sat between us on the airplane. He went standby, and we talked about the Lord all the way before he got off the plane. Mm-hmm. And before he did, he handed me some money. He said, "Put this word also into the kingdom of God." And during that trip, as we were in Tanzania, it turns out that that money bought the first sewing machine for a tribe in Kilimanjaro up on the mountain. Mm-hmm. And that turned into six more, which turned into many more and thousands by now.
Why a sewing machine? How did that fit into the ministry?
Well, I asked the pastor on that trip what his needs were. And he told me about the women, and it opened my heart to their needs. Mm-hmm. He was telling me that they don't have much chance to earn a living. They're beaten a lot. He had a sewing machine. He had two of them, and they were stolen, and he thought that was a good means for them to earn a living. Mm-hmm. So with this seed money, as he was telling me the story, I said, well, this is what we need to do, is buy a sewing machine for him. Mm-hmm. And I did, and told him, by the way, I said, I'm a sewer by trade. He said, oh, like Paul in the Bible, yes. I said, but you know, it wasn't my idea because I'm a sower. Mm-hmm. It was really a God thing. God planted that seed, and that seed money bought the first sewing machine for that man and for those widows. And it's gone on from there, from widow to widow to group. As far as now 10 years later, we're seeing cooperatives mm-hmm. with as many as 100 women. And we have many sewing centers in Kenya. It's been a focus of our ministry in Kenya. Mm-hmm. It's drifted over into Tanzania and Uganda and Rwanda. We were down in those countries over the years. We've been going to Kenya for 15 years every year. And every trip we branch out to a new area, we try to make contact with every place we've been to and include a new place, as mm-hmm. the Lord would lead us to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So obviously this is really making a difference in lives. These mm-hmm. women are able to make a living when they are able to use a tool of a sewing machine.
Yeah. It's a relationship-building tool, as you know. And, you know, my heart has been with the Maasai tribe. And that mission has built a model there that is grown around the world. These seeds have been planted in other countries as well. And people are looking at that. But we've been staying focused there. Because it brings us a chance to bring the gospel. When they say, what's this Mzungu doing out here with the sewing machine? Right. It opens the door to present the gospel.
Yeah.
And they have now taken up the vision, and the churches and the pastors are doing this. And we're seeing even churches being built because of going into a village, bringing sewing machines, presenting the gospel. Is an open door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's provided an open door. And a living, and bringing a help in a way that's a hand up, not just a hand out.
Yeah.